Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This will be our second confession this morning. The first happened earlier this morning when I had to confess that, because I'm an insecure little fella, that I was going through my girlfriend's DMs for no real reason at all. Mm-mm. But we're not done there. Mikey. Messy Mikey's back.
I think a confession and an apology are in order, and those are going to have to go out to Kristen's husband, Bart.
Oh, you don't want to cross this, dude.
Well, Mikey, because you submitted this personal story, and I put it on the schedule, I figure since you had an apology for Bart, Bart should be here for you to do it in person.
I knew this was gonna happen.
He's here.
So I hit up my husband, and I said, think you will be able to make this happen. I know it's a pain, but it would be worth it because, you know, he's would have to swing by with Jimmy and come and then take Jimmy to camp.
Okay.
And he said, I'm not going to make it to studio.
All right.
But we moved the segment.
Uh-oh.
Because it was supposed to be earlier. So then I hit him up and I said, throwing this out there, segment got bumped. Want to swing by after you drop Jimmy off.
Is it here?
He said no. He literally just wrote the word no. And I just said, okay, love you, kissy face. So he was not here.
You got my heart going.
He didn't even want to get on the phone?
No.
You almost pulled up the big boss man.
All right, so what do you have to apologize to my husband about?
All right, well,
he's very particular about his home, too.
There's been a couple times now. You guys have this apartment that it's an apartment, right?
Condo, yeah.
Condo. It flooded at one point, so he's had to tear everything out and renovate the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had to, he literally had to go in and gut the entire place, and we are building it back from the studs.
So last time we were hauling sheetrock. Not fun. This time I was just putting putty on baseboards. It was pretty simple.
So Bart will reach out to Mikey because, you know, Mikey is young and needs money.
Yeah.
So if he can throw you a couple of extra bucks, he knows you're a hard worker and he likes you. So he has offered you occasional odd jobs for the condo.
Well, we'll see what happens after this.
This is news to me. You're a hard worker?
Oh, yeah. Huh. The hardest you see.
Oh, I was more shocked that Bart likes you. I'm still stuck on that.
Let me tell you guys, when we did 100 Days of Good Goes Round and Mikey and I created T&M Lawn Service, he didn't even take a break. I was in my car every 10 minutes trying to cool off. I bet I took 10 breaks and he didn't take a single one.
Good for you.
Well, hard work worth doing is worth working hard or whatever they say.
Nailed it.
All right. So this time we're about 3 hours in. I'm washing windows or something and I need to go to the bathroom. Now that I'm sitting here, I'm noticing I had no real reason to bring this to the table. I probably shouldn't have because it's pretty embarrassing. But I need to go to the bathroom. He asked me number one or number two. I said number one.
Bart asked you?
Wait, what? Well, okay. This is...
is there a reason it doesn't matter? Okay.
Because he's redone the bathrooms. Literally, he's done everything. So I don't know if the toilets are hooked up or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
So he was going to allow number one, but not number two.
Last time he made me go to the pool and...
And go number two?
Yeah, there's a bathroom at the pool.
Hey. What's going on over there?
Go pee in the pool.
What's happening at this place?
If you're going to do number two, it has to go right in the filter.
You just
pull the trap up.
Yeah, you take that little white cover off. It works like a charm.
The condo is, when we do sell this, just so you know, it is convenient located right next to a pool on the property.
It is nice. So I walk into this bathroom. Magnificent. He has done a fantastic job, because last time I was there, it was like cement floors and no walls.
Were you in the guest bath or were you in the primary bathroom?
The guest bath.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Beautiful place. I was like, oh, I'm going to have myself a time in here. So, and you guys know I sit to pee often, but I never sit on another man's throne. That's part of my rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So I'm standing.
So you got real toilet integrity.
Yeah, I do. I got morals. So,
where is this going?
All right, fellas, you got to be honest with me here.
Don't pull me in.
I need a real answer from you. Whenever you pee, does it ever come out in two streams?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I had like a narrow urethra or something. All right. Yeah,
that's pretty normal.
That's the worst, too, because you can't control it.
There's nothing you could do.
Okay.
It comes out like a split. Like,
split shot. Yeah.
But that happens to me after I get waxed, because everything's kind of stuck together a little bit. So when you go pee and it kind of goes like a sprayed hose, like it goes. Am I the only normal?
Quite possibly. When it happens, though, you don't want anybody, like, you don't want to be at a urinal at work and somebody walk in, because what I do is I try and back up. I take about three steps back, so I'm kind of leaning in so it doesn't get all over your front of your pants.
So basically, what happens is I hit a split stream in there, and this is an up and down split stream. It's not side to side, so one is going directly into the toilet. One is spraying
the ceiling
everywhere. It wouldn't be a big problem if there was a bunch of toilet paper in there. Zero. Oh, zero toilet paper.
Yeah.
You better take that shirt off, boy.
Yeah, well, pretty close. I was too embarrassed to walk out and be like, I went number one, but I still need toilet paper because I peed everywhere.
If it makes you feel any better, we do have a 4-year-old that has not perfected his aim. So we are very used to urine on the toilet seat. Okay.
That must be real comforting that you're being compared to a 4-year-old right now.
Well, it wasn't just on the seat. It got in that little slot down on the toilet bowl.
You tainted our new toilet.
I know. I'm sorry. This is what this is all about, is an apology. So I had to get down there, and I didn't have much longer to work there. So I sat there, weighed all my options. I decided I got to just clean it all up with my shorts.
Oh, God.
And put the shorts back on.
Oh, my God.
What?
So you took your shorts or your underwear off?
I didn't take anything off. I just bent down.
So wait.
Somehow worse.
You're
like a human ShamWow.
Hold on. I need you to stand up and do a dramatic reenactment of like, so you're staring.
Not the peeing part, Mikey.
No. Okay. So pretend like your chair is the toilet. All right.
All right. Well, the toilet was a little bit lower than this, which made it difficult.
Yes.
Okay. I hit a move like this here.
Okay, so you take a little bit of the bottom of your short with your hand, and you're wiping it with like a quarter of your short.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Until that spot, until you need to move on to a new spot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I just kept my distance from Bart for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't tell him?
No.
I definitely wouldn't have told him.
Why would you?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Do you feel better?
No. That was a stupid thing for me to do.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.